Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Tomorrow is primary day in New Jersey. I just wrapped up an interview with the candidate that President Trump has endorsed in the race, Jack Cittarelli. If you missed it, go back, hit the Odyssey Rewind, or listen to the podcast later. And get out and vote tomorrow. Right now, let's go to our buddy, Bill D'Agostino. Bill D'Agostino from the Media Research Center. He is on X at @band_Bill, where he does a great job of putting together supercuts, and he's got one he's going to share with us in just a moment. Bill, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great, man. I had a nice, mostly peaceful weekend, well-rested.
I had a mostly peaceful raging fire in my fire pit. Mostly peaceful. The wood did not burn at all. So, you know.
Good. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's always best.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to start using fire starter because I can't. Well, because everything's raining. Where do you live, by the way? Are you in D.C. or are you in this area?
No, I'm in Alexandria. Yeah. So,
is it raining there too, like nonstop? Like we live in Seattle?
Yesterday it was like constant, and it was my girlfriend's birthday yesterday too. So that was kind of a bummer, sort of killed some of our plans, but
oh, man,
you know, you can't predict the weather.
No, they do, and they keep predicting rain anyway. Yeah. All right. So what's going on in LA? I heard, that it was mostly peaceful. Is that right, Bill? Mostly peaceful.
Yeah. I mean, It's kind of appalling to me that they're actually trying to do this again. I mean, in case anybody needed more evidence that corporate journalists are physically incapable of experiencing shame, they're actually resurrecting the mostly peaceful meme again, which is just wild to me because I feel like that became such a punchline almost immediately back in 2020 when they were doing it. Right. And I mean, it's been a joke since then. People still bust that out every now and then, kind of just, you know, as a quick little dig at the media. But here they are again. Apparently, whenever their team riots, it's never anything but mostly peaceful, or rarely entirely peaceful.
Rarely entirely. Yeah, I know. It's like, what a great play on words, by the way. The mostly peaceful. I like it. Right. Mostly, like, yeah, like it's, yeah, like it's mostly healthy when you're eating an Oreo cookie. It's like, well, it's mostly healthy if you were to just not eat any of it, but otherwise it's mostly healthy. I mean, it's just, it's so stupid. And the problem is that if it were just people protesting, we would not be sending in the National Guard and we would not be sending in Marines. But you also at the same time would not be seeing pictures of police cars on fire, of people stealing buses, of people throwing rocks at cops and federal agents and troops. And you wouldn't be seeing these things if they were peaceful protests, period. Go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
No, it's fine. That's why Trump has to be a fascist dictator in this narrative, right? For this to work, because otherwise, why would he be sending in the National Guard, right? Why would they be crushing this peaceful protest with an iron fist unless Trump were some kind of Mussolini or Stalin or Hitler-esque figure, right? And so that's an important piece of the whole mostly peaceful thing. You can't sell the narrative that these were mostly peaceful unless you portray the response as this insane overreaction to basically people just saying things publicly that he disagrees with.
And I guess if you're watching corporate media, you're probably only seeing mostly peaceful protests, right? They're probably not showing the things that say, like, I have Fox News on the studio right now, and they're showing everything. They're showing cars, police cars on fire. They're showing people throwing things at cops. They're showing flags that are being burned, which, again, I mean, you're allowed to burn a flag, but I mean, they're showing these things. I'm imagining that you're not seeing that on CNN if you tune in right now.
There are glimpses of it, actually. But I mean, what's so insane about it is, like, they'll have that playing in the background as they bring on like an LA city councilwoman or something, who then says the situation is entirely peaceful. I haven't seen any fires. I haven't seen any violence at all. Like, this is a complete lie. Like, as that's showing in the background, right? And the host just said, oh, wow, thank you for your insight, you know?
We saw that during George Floyd, though, right? Didn't we see that during the Summer of Love when it was literally a guy firebombing like a fast food place in the background of a reporter saying that they're only seeing peaceful protests? It was like literally.
Yeah, it was Ali Velshi.
Right.
Yeah, there was a famous screenshot of this reporter from CNN standing in front of a total inferno with a chyron that said fiery but mostly peaceful protests. And that got passed around like everywhere. And then there was a clip of Ali Velshi standing in front of a gas station or some building as it was like burning down. And he goes, now, I want to be careful with my words here. I don't want to say unruly, but fires have broken out.
Fires have spontaneous combustion, Bill.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hate when fires just happen.
I wish they'd happen again in my fire pit, because, like I said, I spent Friday night for like an hour and I couldn't get it going. But
well, I moved to L.A. It seems like a hot spot of that kind of activity. So
there's this reporter in Jersey a couple years ago. My buddy on social media, Wake Up NJ, reposted this, and this reporter's in a canoe talking about all this flooding, and she's paddling in a canoe.
Yeah.
Remember this? As two guys go walking by.
Yeah, they just walk right past her. Yep.
It's perfect. All right. So you put together a supercut. Bill DeAgostino was with me from the Media Research Center. He's got this great gift to put together supercuts, and really there's nobody who does it better than him. So let's talk about 35, and who can we hear and see in this supercut, Bill?
This is predominantly CNN hosts and reporters. There's one clip of MSNBC. I think that'll be the second clip, who's their reporter on the ground there. But other than that, it's almost entirely CNN. And there's some Dana Bash in there arguing with a Trump official about sending in the National Guard. You've got Jim Sciutto, a few others. So mostly just the usual suspects on these garbage cable networks.
Okay, well, let's take a listen and watch cut 35.
Despite the Trump administration's calling the protests lawless, Los Angeles police said Saturday's demonstrations remained peaceful.
Most of the crowds, again, that I saw, that I spoke to, that I was interacting with, these are peaceful people that want to get their message across.
The vast majority of these actions have been peaceful, and that there are lots of folks just trying to be heard on the streets in and around L.A.
You have a number of, it appears, peaceful protesters. We didn't see any weapons or sticks or anything.
So far, everything here is peaceful.
Some peaceful demonstrators.
People are demonstrating, and there's a lot of peaceful demonstration, but there are people that obviously are just upset.
Why does this situation justify the president bypassing California's governor entirely? Governor Newsom says that the National Guard, at least sending them, is purposely inflaming and will only escalate tensions there.
Let's remind our viewers that this administration pardoned more than 1,500 people convicted in the January 6th attack.
Hey, Bill, I want to ask you something. Since you brought up January 6th, wouldn't a media that was objective say, you know what, the president learned his lesson after January 6th. He had offered up National Guard and nobody took him up on it. And then January 6th happened. So he learned his lesson and now he's not going to play that game anymore. He's going to make sure the National Guard's there to keep the peace and keep things under control and to get it under control and then keep the peace going forward. I mean, wouldn't objective media say that and say, here was Donald Trump in 2020 saying, you know, or 2021, I'll give you 10,000 National Guard troops, and nobody took him up on it. They specifically told him no, and he saw what happened that day, and he's not going to let that happen again. I feel like that's what an objective media person should say.
Well, an objective media person, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's a perfectly reasonable conclusion to draw, right? Kind of building on experience, as people often do, right? But, I mean, why would CNN or MSNBC do that, right? Because their whole modus operandi here, I mean, all of this is motivated by the fact that, A, they're basically open borders absolutists, right? And nobody should be deported for any reason at all. And they begrudgingly pretend to agree when even, like, you know, killers and rapists and whatever are sent out, but they still don't like it. And B, this is an optical loser for the Democratic Party, right? This doesn't look good to most other people in the country who aren't like violent Antifa type people, right? Like super far left progressive Democratic base type people might think this is cool. Everybody else sees this and they're like, yeah, I don't like that. I don't want that in my country. And the media know that, so they have to clean the whole thing up. And so again, you know, that's how you get back to Trump being a fascist and these protests being mostly peaceful, which, can I just say, I mean, you were talking about this a little bit earlier. Mostly peaceful as a term basically always means, whenever somebody deploys it, means that you're about to be fed something inaccurate or that the person doesn't have the truth as one of their aims, right? Yeah. They don't have your best interest at heart, because technically you could say that New York was mostly peaceful on 9/11, right? Because the carnage was contained to a very small percentage of the entire state of New York, right? You could say that Hawaii was mostly peaceful on Pearl Harbor. And so if that's technically an apt description, then the phrase mostly peaceful basically conveys no meaningful information whatsoever, except for the fact that there is an implication that somebody somewhere may have been less than peaceful. So there's never any honest way to deploy a phrase like that. So if anybody ever says that, probably turn them off or change the channel.
It's like a mostly faithful adulterer. It's like what?
Right. He there was one instance. Right. Or yeah, like O.J. Simpson's house.
He only cheats on his wife 4 days a week. All right. I mean, he's mostly faithful.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could say it. Somebody who has had like one or two infidelities, has been mostly peaceful, right? But we call those people cheaters, right? We don't call them faithful.
What was your OJ analogy going to be?
Oh, yeah. OJ Simpson's house was mostly peaceful that day. It was a remarkably peaceful day in that house, except for this one little thing that happened.
minor thing that obviously he did not do, since he was acquitted by a jury of his peers.
Well, he's looking for the real killers in the afterlife, wherever he is, so...
Bill, let's talk about the next clip you have for us. This is John Heilman on MSNBC insisting there wasn't even a riot. Now, we have played clips all during the show today showing things, but set this one up for us, if you would.
Yeah, okay. So John Heilman actually was one of two of this duo with Mark Halperin, who has had a bit of a renaissance as far as being a truth-telling media journalist type guy. He's been amenable to all sides at this point. He's not really like some kind of crazy partisan hack or whatever. Heilman kind of went the opposite direction after they worked on this show together, The Circus, back during the first Trump administration, and has now basically become like Morning Joe contributor, the guy. Right. Like, if you think Morning Joe contributor, John Heilman is basically the profile of that, which is he's a lot smarter than the things that he says on that show. And much of what he says, he knows to be false or to be at least disingenuous. But he goes along anyway because, hey, the checks are comfy and you gotta cash those checks. And because he gets to be on TV with his friends and, you know, cozy TV spot. So, So, you know, what's a little dishonesty, right? It's only politics.
Well, now let's take a listen to that. Cut 36.
I think, you know, you have seen, obviously, this, there's almost been like a linear effect here. It's like the more there's been any kind of, as soon as you get the National Guard, things escalated. Governor Newsom's right. There wasn't anything like a riot happening on Friday, Saturday. The thing that provoked this was not yet anything that approached riot standards. The LA Police Department, Commissioner yesterday said, you know, that he would reevaluate. He didn't want the National Guard initially, but now the circumstances on the street were getting worse, and he might reevaluate that decision if he were asked today. And this is what's so toxic about this environment, right? Which is that I think that Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass understand exactly what this logic of escalation is. There are not two equal sides here, where you have Donald Trump's administration on one side and somehow Democrats on the other. Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass do not have control over what happens on the streets of Los Angeles. And what Donald Trump has is perfect control now over the people in his administration. You go back 5 years ago, almost to the day, is when the clashes happened in Lafayette Square, where we know that Donald Trump was proposing the notion of invoking the Insurrection Act and shooting protesters in the leg. Mark Esper, Mark Milley said no. There is no one now in the Trump administration who will say no to Donald Trump. And in fact, as Jonathan said, you've got this internal escalation.
There's a bidding war,
right, to see who will be the fastest. Right. Pete Hegseth is not going to be Mark Esper in 2025. Right. And that's where the danger lies, because as they continue to ratchet up the force levels on the street, it's not like Governor Newsom and Karen Bass, no matter what they want to do, can in some way back off. They don't have control of what's happening on the streets with the people who are protesting or rioting, whatever it comes to. And that's why there's kind of this kind of uncontrollable escalatory framework that favors in some ways the Trump administration, because I agree with Jonathan 100%. As long as this is seen, if the protests are peaceful and seen as righteous, bad for the administration. If they start to look like riots, and if they seem to be out of control and they're violent, the politics favor the administration. And the administration can provoke those with perfect discipline on the Trump side. They can provoke those scenes on the streets to be more violent.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there, Bill D'Agostino, but let me just ask you one quick question. I have not read the Constitution. I've been meaning to get to it, but if the president really wanted a Secretary of Defense to shoot people in the leg and the Secretary of Defense said no, couldn't he just fire that Secretary of Defense and put in a Secretary of Defense who would agree to shoot people in the leg? I mean, I feel like he probably could do that if he was so hell-bent on shooting people in the leg. He could just kind of Saturday Night Massacre this until he got somebody who would say, I'll shoot somebody in the leg.
Yeah, no, of course he could. His entire cabinet serves at the pleasure of the president, right? I mean, that's kind of a fundamental aspect of the presidency. You can fire whoever you want.
And I feel like there's somebody at the Pentagon who, if the president called him, like, listen, I got an offer for you. I'm going to make you the Secretary of Defense. I got one request.
Incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's somebody who would have said, okay, like, sure, I'll do it.
Right. Yeah. We're to believe that there was nobody that he could have possibly tapped for that role, despite the fact that he was so hell-bent on just desperately wanted to start shooting people in the leg. Right. Yeah. No, the whole thing is ridiculous the second you start thinking about it, as is most of what Heilman is saying here. What he's basically arguing in favor for, without actually arguing it, is, look, when protesters lock federal law enforcement officers in a building and don't let them out and try to obstruct federal proceedings, right, or an arrest of illegal aliens in this case, you can't do anything about it, because otherwise those protesters will turn into rioters and get really violent. Mm-hmm. And then that's you making them do that, right? You're forcing them to get violent. That's the claim that he's essentially making here, which is insane. It's like, okay, so you have to let people break the law, because if you try to stop them, then they'll escalate and then the police will have to shoot them. And so it's really the police's fault for trying to arrest them to begin with. It's the most backward pretzel logic I've ever heard. It's really ridiculous.
And the other thing, too, is that if let's assume for the sake of argument, right, all these protests are peaceful, nothing's happening. So Trump sends in the National Guard. What makes then those peaceful protesters go from being peaceful to not peaceful? Like the sight of a person in a National guardsman uniform? Like, I don't get that. I don't get that. Like, if I see a spider, I might go, like a sight of a spider might freak me out, for example, like theoretically. But like, what is it about seeing somebody who's in a National Guard uniform that makes me go from a peaceful protester to then blowing up a police car? I'm trying to figure right. that out, too.
And he talks, it's so funny because he talks about that aspect of his argument as though it's like an axiomatic truth that we're already all on board with. He's just like, you know, as we all know, you know, when National Guard show up, everybody gets violent. Like it's some kind of chemical reaction, right? Like when you add National Guard, then suddenly explosion, exothermic reaction, right? Sorry, I've been rewatching Breaking Bad.
As you should, by the way.
But so he treats that as like this automatic premise and then just moves past it. And no, you're completely right. It's like, well, hold on, John. Why does them showing up in uniform suddenly cause these people to be violent? It almost sounds like they weren't being peaceful before the National Guard showed up.
It's like some weird horror movie where the sight of National Guard troops turns people violent 28 days later or something like that.
Right.
The mere sight
Rage
of them.
Rage zombies.
Yeah.
I mean that's kind of what we got down there. We have rage zombies in Antifa outfits waving Mexican flags, right? That's basically what the LA Antifa block is at this point.
Causes this virus? The mere sight of someone in a National Guard uniform. Oh my God! Did we
right.
bioengineer this? Was something that Fauci clearly made with gain of function research?
I didn't know the National Guard were so powerful, right? I mean they have mind control powers now, so. If anything, I mean, thank you to John Heilman for exposing this, you know.
Bill DeAgostino is with me from the Media Research Center on X at @band_Bill. How many times have you seen Breaking Bad out of curiosity?
I just watched through it a second time, okay. But it had been since like, I think I was like 20 the last time I'd seen. So it'd been, you know, it'd been more than a decade for sure.
It's better the second time you watch it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You really appreciate a lot of the, like, the choices that they make as far as, like, what goes wrong for who, when. You kind of see how the narrative weaves together a lot more. And I also, on a second watch, I have to say that Gus Fring is like, far and away the most interesting character in that show. He is a spectacular villain. He's very well written, very well acted.
I mean, the whole thing where he's just like the nice guy at the chicken store, you know, and meanwhile, he's this super criminal genius. I love that. Did you watch Better Call Saul?
No, that's actually why we started watching this, because I wanted to check out Better Call Saul. But my girlfriend was like, yeah, I've seen that. I'll watch it with you. Can we watch through Breaking Bad first, though? And I was like, yeah, OK, sure. So so now we get to do the lighthearted one, which,
yeah, which, by the way, is you think it's lighthearted and it's really a well, I mean, it's a great show. And is it as good? I don't know. It's hard to say, but it's excellent. And I think you're in for a treat. I'd also watch El Camino, if you haven't seen that, the Netflix movie they made. They made that about Jesse Pinkman after he escapes at the end of Breaking Bad and then what happens to him.
Wait, I never heard
that.
About this.
Yeah, it's really good. I'd recommend that, too. If you got a girl, by the way, who is willing to rewatch Breaking Bad with you, she's a keeper. Hang on to her.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah,
she's awesome. She's fantastic. I have no idea why she's dating me.
Well, I mean, there's no accounting for taste, Bill. What can I say?
There is no accounting for taste.
Now, Terry Moran, I was on America's Newsroom this morning on Fox News, and I equated this to a couple things. Number one, I said, I don't know if he was or not, so I can't say for sure, and I don't want to get sued. But I have a rule in life, which is don't let friends drink and tweet. So if the bottle of wine opens up, the phone goes away. That's number one. And number two, the way that he came at the deputy White House chief of staff, Stephen Miller, it's like bunny on a stove kind of rage. It really was to throw a little fatal attraction in there. I mean, it was crazy. It was pretty nuts.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. So many people have been speculating that I've actually had a couple of different reporters ask me today if I knew of any verification of that, like that he was in fact drunk, right? If that had been verified, yeah. If I'd seen that anywhere, because so many people have been speculating on it. And unfortunately, no, I had to be like, well, no, he probably was, but no, nobody has any evidence other than, you know, the fact that you probably don't write that when you're sober.
So what happened is he goes online, I think it was Saturday night, right? Very late at night, like in the morning, the early Sunday morning, part of Saturday.
Yeah.
and just starts going after Stephen Miller, saying, and my favorite line of this was, he eats hate. Like, he feeds on hate. That's what I think it was. He's something like that. What a hateful person he is.
Something about bile in there, too.
Yeah. I mean, crazy. Yeah. And then he's been suspended from ABC News, which is also laughable because ABC News said, you know, we are unbiased. And all I just have to laugh at they literally employed George Stephanopoulos as their chief political analyst.
So, right. You know, right. And we're just nobody talks about that anymore. Right. It's like what he's been here long enough that now we can't bring up that point anymore. They're like, oh, that's such a tired argument. It's like, yeah, it's he's also still there.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yes, I'm still complaining about it because he's still running this week. He's still running Good Morning America. Like, what are you doing?
And we're supposed to pretend like the original George Stephanopoulos that worked for Clinton died. And this is just a completely different guy with the same name.
Right. Like no a relation. Phoenix. He rose from the ashes.
His parents named him George Stephanopoulos after that George Stephanopoulos, but is no relation whatsoever.
Right, because they look so similar. yeah.
This one's a little bit taller. I think he's 5'1". I'm not quite sure. I got to double check that.
Big boy. He's getting up there.
It's growing. So, but the fact that Terry Moran, who was with ABC News, this happened after Scott Pelley, who was with CBS News, went on a tirade about Trump at a commencement address. I got to think these guys are also looking for relevancy here because it's hard to cut through right now. It really is. And it seems like you got to do something to stand out among the anti-Trump and the Trump derangement syndrome.
Dude, yes, 100% that Terry was clearly like seeing all of this adulation and applause and wow, you're so brave, right? That Scott Pelley was getting. And he thought, I want that. I could do that. And this was, in his brain, his Scott Pelley moment. I guarantee it. I guarantee that's what he thought he was doing. But instead, it turned into just like this tortured, bizarre psychoanalysis of Stephen Miller, who he clearly deeply, deeply hates, which is I love Stephen Miller for that. It is hilarious how much the left hates him. I will never get over it. And of course,
smart.
Then
that's why he's smart. He's very intelligent.
Because he's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And he pushes back on them and he doesn't like he has the ability to listen to what they're saying and then address the question. And they're not expecting that because usually people just answer the question the way it's served to them. And he literally goes back and like systematically takes apart their question. And that is something that is a gift. And they hate him for that.
Yeah, he's excellent. I would say Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance, their ability to handle the media is basically unparalleled. They both have completely different styles, ways that they do it. But yeah, no, Miller is he's fantastic. And if you go back and watch videos of this guy when he was like a college student,
he was
the exact same. Like you could never for a moment in Stephen Miller's life. Could you do any kind of moral bullying or scold tactics to get him to cower away? He would always just take it on the face and then just like hit you back twice as hard when people try that. And he was doing that. I mean, the first time I saw him on TV was during the Duke lacrosse scandal. Yeah. And he's like walking around campus in a suit being like, yeah, this is a lie. It's like people are like yelling at him in the background. He's like, shut up. This is a lie.
And he was right.
Great.
He was right. I got to run. Bill, thank you, as always. Follow Bill on X at @band_X. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, as always, Rich. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, and this is our happy hour, and we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. June 20th, Friday, June 20th. Mark your calendar. I'll see you there for our next live show. We'll be right back with the former Lieutenant Governor of California, Republican Abel Maldonado. Straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not today, we're not. That's for sure. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be live on June 20th. So make sure you mark your calendar and come out and join us. Maybe my guests will want to fly out to the East Coast and get away from the craziness. He is the former Lieutenant Governor of California. He's Abel Maldonado. How are you, my friend? Good to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you too, my friend. Thank you so much. It's a great day with the exception of what's happening here in my home state, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you know, I got a bone to pick with you besides what's happening now, and that I was out there in March in LA and it friggin' rained every day. I don't understand. I thought it was going to be sunny all the time.
I'm a farmer, my brother, so guess what? Rain is great in California. Bring it on. But I know what you mean. You come out and get California dreaming days, and you get rain, you get bummed out. I get it.
Well, that's good for the farmers. I hear you. I get it. Certainly that season of Goliath taught me that, no doubt. And Chinatown. So,
Yep.
Let's talk about what we're watching here and what's happening. And, you know, I said this earlier. I said, Gavin Newsom would love nothing more. I mean, nothing. He's probably lighting candles as we speak right now and praying to whatever God he believes in that he gets arrested. I mean, he would love this. Am I wrong on that?
100%. That's what he wants. Yeah. I don't think it's, I hope it doesn't happen, but that's exactly what he wants. You know, I campaigned so hard against Kamala Harris. I thought she's a horrible attorney general, a horrible district attorney, but there's only one person that's worse in America than Kamala Harris in California, and that's Governor Gavin Newsom. This guy, you know, I don't underestimate him. I see what he's doing. Look what's going on down there. I mean, the biggest city in his state is being destroyed. And what's his solution? Let's sue Donald J. Trump for bringing the National Guard to California. He's a joke. I mean, I want listeners to understand that this is a governor who didn't have water in our hydrants when the Pacific Palisades was burning down Southern California.
Yeah, I mean,
who he is.
It's been one disaster after another. It really is. And speaking of Kamala Harris, you just pointed this out. She's now backing the protests after rioters attack federal officers. And she claims that I'm trying to understand exactly what she said here. She said deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation. Let me ask you this question. What is it about the sight of a National Guard soldier, troop, whatever? I mean, and these are people who are, you know, moms and dads who, and then they get called up to serve in the Guard. What is it about their sight that somehow incites violence? I don't understand this connection the left keeps making.
But that is for the legacy media. That's for the left. That's for Antifa. That's for them. They're the ones that are upset. But if you go to California and you talk to California Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans, they want the National Guard out here. They want to protect our federal buildings.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. They want to protect our federal law enforcement. They want to protect the people of California. It's just this crazy legacy media. It's this Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom. You got to remember, Gavin Newsom is a sanctuary city mayor. He's a sanctuary state governor. And he's just out to lunch, this guy. And, you know, President Trump, if President Trump hadn't called the National Guard and this thing blows up and it creates havoc, it makes California go down, guess who they would be blaming?
Donald Trump.
Let's blame Sir Donald Trump for not bringing the National Guard. So he did the right thing. President Trump's going to err on the side of protecting Californians, protecting federal buildings, protecting federal law enforcement. We're so grateful for him for doing this. Absolutely. So is the people of California. It's just a small group. Karen Bass. I know. I've served with Karen Bass. She was my Speaker of the House when I was in the state Senate. Gavin Newsom. I mean, this is the same old stuff. And, you know, why is this happening? Sanctuary cities, sanctuary state. And I said it on the campaign trail for Donald J. Trump. If you love California, you'll love Kamala Harris. I mean, if you love what's happening here, if you love what's going on, that's Gavin Newsom. And he scares me. And I'll tell you why. I'll be very sincere. I see him go on Fox. I see him go on Hannity. Yep. I see him debate Ron DeSantis. This guy is whatever you want him to be. He wants to be president so bad. That's what he wants. That's the goal.
Yep.
And we need to point to people, to the American people. This is who Gavin Newsom is today. This guy, I mean, this guy's a joke. But we need to tell the American people, because he's got the gift of gab. He's a pretty boy. His slick hair, we got to be on him, because we have short memories as Americans.
Yeah.
We have short memories. He'll come back tomorrow and say he was the greatest governor in the fourth largest economy in the world. Elect me president. Can't have that.
You know, Abel Maldonado's with me, the former lieutenant governor of California, Republican farmer, great, great guy. Great to have him on the show. You can follow him on X at Abel Maldonado. I call him a political shapeshifter. And I've actually said, you know, I understand that you get attention by going on his podcast, but I really wish my contemporaries would stop trying to normalize this guy, because he is whatever he has to be. And I even joked on Fox News a couple weeks ago. I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he announces he's becoming a Republican, because he'll do whatever he has to do to get power. I'm going to play a clip for you. I just want to know. I just want you to see if this passes the sniff test here. He says he's lost friends over his stance on keeping boys out of girls' sports. So I'm going to ask you if, A, you believe this, and B, if he's actually done anything to keep boys out of girls' sports in California. Cut 29.
Trust me, I know a thing or two about this. I expressed my point of view. I lost a few. We don't need to have a public therapy session here, but I lost some good friends. Like, they won't talk to me. They're done. And, you know, I appreciate they felt hurt. They felt that a point of view was, you know, somehow diminishing. As someone who's been an advocate that I put up against any other elected official, I mean, I have a very strong record. As you know, I think the first time I was on your show, was on the issue of LGBT rights. And
now I'm going to ask you, so it's a two-part question. A, do you believe that he's actually lost any friends over this? And then B, has he actually done anything to keep biological boys out of women's sports?
No and no. He's a liar. He's an opportunist. He's whatever he needs to be to get elected. That's who he is. He's got one more step on his ladder. And, you know, what scares me about him, that clip is a perfect example of this guy will say whatever to get elected. What scares me is that he's got a lot of donors here in California that have to donate to him because they play the game. He is the governor of the state, and he's going to raise boatloads of money to run for president. And we need to knock him down. What do I mean by knock him down? We need to tell people who he really is and what he's done in California. He's a fake. Mm-hmm. He's a fake. It's what he is. And I don't know how else to explain it. And I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. And I'm going to let the American people know who Gavin Newsom is, because I know where he's going. He'll transform himself. And you're right. He'll come and say family members are Republicans. My wife's family is a Republican. And I'm really a moderate and I want to fix it. That's who he is. Yeah. I mean, look what he's doing down here in California today. I mean, he's supporting terrorists. Those people that are burning police cars, throwing rocks, they are terrorists. It's who they are. They're not protesting, they're not. Those guys are professional terrorists, and he's on their side, and we can't let America forget who Gavin Newsom is.
Well said, my friend. Come back and talk to us anytime. Good luck out there. Abel Maldonado, appreciate you, and follow him on X at Abel Maldonado. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So when it comes to your home, listen, protection, peace of mind, they are paramount. They're everything. And that's why I want you to use the best of the best, Emmons Roofing and Siding. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Emmons. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, craftsmanship, your home's not only going to look stunning from the curb, it's also going to be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. And we know these elements never seem to stop. Plus, 10% off for each and every one of my listeners because they know how important you are to me. 10% off inflation relief discount. That's what I want you to do, is reach out to Emmons today. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yeah, they remodeled my kitchen. Yes, they remodeled my bathroom. This is our old house. Did a great job in both cases. My wife was thrilled. And, you know, Bridget has high taste. Well, not when it comes to men, obviously. But when it comes to things like remodeling, yeah, she does. And she was very, very happy. So that's what I mean. Reach out to them today. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And their work is guaranteed. Matt and Stephanie, great friends of mine. I was texting with Matt over the weekend about nonsense. I don't know. We're always just joking around. Good people. And they support our veterans. They were there for us with the Travis Manning Foundation. So reach out to them today. Just go to emmonsroofing.com and see what they can do for your home. 10% off inflation relief discount on Anderson Windows, siding, roofing. That roof, you'll have a lifetime warranty on it. With the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle, absolutely the best. And also, too, you'll have the peace of mind of knowing that the work is going to be done. There's a lot of contractors out there. You know, they'll take your deposit, you'll never see them again. They start a job, they go on to something else. It's not how Emmons operates. That's why I've been using them in two different homes over the course of 10 years. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Song playing right now. I realize you can't hear it. I just remembered. Right. Forgot. Okay. Glad you're here today. Continue on the show. Still have an hour to go. It's crazy, but let me play some other stuff for you we got going on here today. So, Bill Maher mocking Democrats for trying to find their Joe Rogan. Now, look, I don't know. Sorry for the awkward silence. Sorry for the dead air. I forgot. So we're all getting used to this stupid change that has now been. Who? By the way, why are we doing this? What's going on here? Explain this to me, Justin.
Basically, YouTube has an automated bot that will detect copyrighted material within our live streams. And basically, the record companies are very, very hawkeye when it comes to copyright, quote-unquote copyright infringement, such as our stream playing a song from one of their artists. Okay. So, and what it would do is it would take the stream down, like it would, so nobody could view it until we went in after it was re-uploaded to YouTube as a VOD, and nobody was able to view it until we went in and edited that segment out.
Okay. So as a consequence of that, if you're watching on YouTube, it's funny, we're trying to make the YouTube experience more interactive. We're trying our best to provide you with high quality content and video. You are stuck with dead air. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's great. That's really going to help us. It's going to help with our mission. No doubt about it. Or we can use boring, generic bumper music, return music. Can you play another one for us that you haven't played yet of an example of a boring return? What do they call it? Bumpers, returns? What are they
called? Bumper music, but they don't have them all listed out, so I just have like a stock thing and a loop, so I'm hoping this is one we haven't played yet. If not,
it's new to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or we've also got, let me see.
I mean, it's not terrible, but this is, you know, it's the stuff that I used to have to listen to Saturday nights when I was starting my career and filling it, because I had a producer back then, you know, didn't care, didn't want to help, and so there was never good music back then. That's what you got, or sometimes you didn't get anybody. So, but now we have you, and you're very talented, Justin. It's just a matter of you play this great return music, and the people on YouTube hear literal crickets.
Just nothing. Yeah, like as soon as like the Zioli show or whatever the ad, like the last one I think was like our Piazza ones we do every half an hour. As soon as that ends, YouTube just hears nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. You hear and you get nothing and like it. All right. Well, here is Bill Maher mocking Democrats for wanting their Joe Rogan. I think what's interesting, I just want to make this observation. So there was a time with radio, this is where the podcast thing is fascinating to me, and I was going to relaunch my weekend podcast. I was going to relaunch my podcast separate from the show this weekend as a weekend review. However, I want to do it right, and we got a TV, but the wrong size and the count. I need another week to work out the kinks, but I don't want to roll it out till it's ready. But the point is, there was a time when like Rush Limbaugh was bigger than Joe Rogan. You know what I mean? We are changing now over to this podcast model, and we podcast the show, and you maybe listen to it on podcast. And if you do, thank you. Appreciate that. We don't really run the show like a radio show in the sense that we're supposed to by basically saying the same thing every 9 minutes, which is what you're supposed to do. But I don't do it that way. We don't do it that way. So, but the point is that, you know, times have changed. And now Joe Rogan is probably the most influential guy in the country when it comes to audio. I don't even think really, I mean, there's a national host that is at that level in terms of reaching different demographics. Like Rush reached everybody, working class guys, and he reached people with money. And and there are, I'm not trying to put down any of the national conservative syndicated hosts. I'm just saying that a lot of people just don't hear them because they don't listen to the radio. So they know podcasts. And so now you've got guys like, for example, Mark Levin, you know, who I think is fantastic, literally the great one. He's terrific. His podcast now is in the top, I think, 25. He's really put time into that to get it to that level because he has seen how things have changed. And, you know, you got to adapt or die. It's the old saying in life, right? But there was a time when, like, for example, Rush used to say he would never leave radio. He would never do a podcast. I don't even know really. You know, when he passed away, the podcast thing was just kind of happening. It was sort of but it wasn't to the level it is now. And it's changing so exponentially that I will talk to people all the time who listen to the same conservative voices, but they only listen to them on podcasts, not over the radio. So the point is Joe Rogan has come along now and he's become this voice that helps swing voters over to a guy like Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if he did or not. I think those voters would have voted for Trump regardless of if he went on Rogan or not. And I don't think if Kamala Harris went on Rogan, it would have helped her. I think it would have hurt her even more. But let's assume for the sake of argument that the Rogan factor, the Joe Rogan factor, is that significant that the Democrats are apparently doing their scramble to try to find their version of Joe Rogan. To me, I can't imagine that, because I think if you listen to Rogan, you're probably voting for Trump anyway. And if you were not really political, you don't really vote, but then you have two choices to make. You listen to him, you're probably voting for Trump versus Kamala Harris, regardless if Trump does the podcast or not. I think, especially when Kennedy came out and backed Trump, you're probably going to, because Rogan talks about health stuff all the time, you know. But let's assume, for the sake of argument, it's an issue of the Democrats need their Joe Rogan, and that's the issue. And they just don't have it, right? Let's just pretend. Let's play that game, okay? Here's Bill Maher calling them out over that, cut 30.
Now, one idea that's getting a lot of attention is the Dems need to find their Joe Rogan, a liberal Joe Rogan, because that's why Kamala lost. Republicans have a podcast. Okay, maybe. Or you could consider this. Instead of conjuring up a new Joe Rogan, ask yourself why you lost the old one. Because he used to be on your side. He smokes pot on the air. I don't think he's that much of a far-right ideologue. I don't think his mind is completely inflexible. His neck, yes. But not his mind.
Yeah, it's the ideas are the reason why, not the podcast, not the venue, not the vehicle, the ideas that Trump had that he shared on platforms like Joe Rogan and Theo Von, who's another one whose podcast is huge. But it's still the ideas that sell it and not the platform necessarily. It's kind of in reverse in the sense that For tomorrow, for example, I say this all the time. I know that if I get fired tonight, which is, you never know, could happen, wouldn't shock me. Hopefully they do before 7. I can at least go home early. But I know you're coming with me wherever I go, even if it's just a podcast. I know you're going to be there. I have zero doubt about that in my mind whatsoever. But on the flip side of that is, while the venue doesn't matter for me, I could be on radio, I could be on podcasts, and Fox News, whatever it is, it doesn't matter if you have bad ideas or if you're not talented or if you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Kamala Harris could have gone on Rogan, Theo Vaughn, this show, whatever. She still would have lost because her ideas were terrible. Bottom line. All right, we got a big 6 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead for you. Let me tell you about Tri-County Auto because they are outstanding. I am so proud that they are a new sponsor. I really love this. You got to come into Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram for employee pricing. Get employee pricing on your favorite vehicles all month long. Right now, during the Jeep Tops Off sales event, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today or visit them online at tricountycdjr.com to learn more. Tricounty.com. It's great. You drive American. You save all this money. You have great people who care about our veterans in our country and sponsor this show and love what we do here on the Zeoli Show. And they're part of us. Tri-County. And they're easy to get to right off of 422, anywhere from Collegeville and that whole area, Limerick. Easy, easy, easy. And what great specials these are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.